Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. New Woodley Chase residents enjoy expert, personalized help and support. Priority list members at Woodley Chase in Fairfax VA benefit from personalized moving assistance from planning and moving consultant Melissa Bates. David and Jean Marble transferred their membership to Woodley Chase and received expert guidance on downsizing, real estate, and customizations. By utilizing preferred vendors like real estate agents through Erickson Realty and moving services, residents can save money and even qualify for the Move On Us program. The Marbles sold their house in just one weekend with the help of a preferred real estate agent and moved seamlessly into their new residence. Since moving, they have embraced the community lifestyle, enjoying amenities like restaurants, swimming pools, and social activities. To simplify your transition to a senior living community, consider the expert services available at Woodley Chase. New Riderwood residents enjoy expert, personalized help and support. New residents at Riderwood, an Erickson senior living community in Silver Spring, MD, benefit from personalized assistance from planning and moving consultant Kara Shows. Shows helps seniors with every aspect of moving, from space planning to downsizing, to ensure a smooth transition. Priority list members like Toba and Tony Hausner worked closely with Shows to make their move seamless. Shows also connects residents with trusted industry experts for additional support. The Hausners were impressed with the level of detail and care they received, making them feel right at home from day one. Now settled in, they are enjoying life to the fullest at Riderwood, participating in community activities and making the most of their new vibrant lifestyle.
Plymouth, get ready to tumble. The Little Gym to debut August 9, 2025. The Little Gym, an internationally recognized child development and gymnastics program, will open in Plymouth on August 9, 2025. Owned by Pete and Kristen Marshall, who were inspired by their grandson's joy at a Little Gym party, the new 4,000-plus square feet location will create new jobs. Managed by Sarah Hall, the gym offers classes for children ages 4 months to 12 years, focusing on physical, cognitive, and social-emotional learning. The programs aim to build confidence and self-esteem in kids, aligning with American Academy of Pediatrics milestones. The gym will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., closed on Fridays, and can be reached at 508-503-1038. New tenants announced at Northside Mixed Use Project in Gilbert, Arizona. Western Retail Advisors has completed new leases at Northside at Santan Village in Gilbert, Arizona, bringing the project to 60% leased. Perry's Steakhouse and Grill will anchor the development with additional tenants including the Workshop Pilates, the Now Massage, the Milkshake Factory, and Face Foundry. The remaining restaurant space is in high demand, with grand openings expected in Q1 2026. Northside at Santan Village is part of a larger master plan offering unique experiences in the Southeast Valley. For more information on leasing opportunities, contact Brian Babitz or Alberto Caballero at Western Retail Advisors.
Q&A with Patrick Ignacio, franchise owner at Heart to Home Meals. Patrick Ignacio, the first U.S. franchise owner of Heart to Home Meals, offers over 160 nutritious, chef-prepared frozen meals designed for older adults in 17 North Carolina counties. The unique dietitian-approved menu covers special dietary requirements like diabetic, renal, and heart-healthy options, with free delivery and no contracts. Inspired by a desire to improve senior nutrition, Patrick launched this franchise to address the root cause of health issues through prevention. Seniors and caregivers have responded positively to the convenient and stress-free service, with community partners recognizing it as a valuable resource. Each meal is carefully crafted by chefs and dietitians to meet the nutritional needs of older adults, with plans to expand into more communities in the future. Patrick's goal is to promote independence, dignity, and cognitive health through nutritious meals while also fostering human connection and wellness in the community.
A new best friend for Burlington pet owners, Pet Supplies Plus opens its doors. Pet Supplies Plus is set to open a new location in Burlington on August 16th, offering a wide selection of pet products at the best price guaranteed. The store will feature natural pet foods and products for a variety of pets, along with amenities like a grooming salon and self-pet wash stations. Owned by local entrepreneur Gina McMahon, the store aims to be a neighborhood resource for pet parents, with community events and partnerships with animal shelters. To celebrate the grand opening, there will be special promotions, giveaways, and discounts on August 16th and 17th. Neighbors can also sign up for the free Pet Supplies Plus Rewards program to receive exclusive offers. The store will offer curbside pickup and same-day delivery and will be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, visit PetSuppliesPlus.com. American Humane Society announces 25 semifinalists of 15th Annual Hero Dog Awards. American Humane Society has announced the 25 semifinalists for the 15th Annual Hero Dog Awards. The public is now invited to vote for their favorite dogs in categories like law enforcement, service, therapy, military, and emerging heroes. These extraordinary dogs have saved lives, provided support, and inspired their communities. President and CEO Dr. Robin Ganzert congratulates the nominees and highlights the healing power of the human-animal bond. To vote for your favorite hero dog, visit americanhumane.org/hero-dog-awards. Some of the semifinalists include Bubba and Peyton from Washington, D.C., Baldwin from Wayland, MI, and Abby from Yuma, AZ. Learn more about the Hero Dog Awards at americanhumane.org/hero-dog-awards.
Why are farmers so concerned about solar legislation passed in Maryland this year? Some Maryland farmers and rural landowners are receiving mailers offering thousands of dollars per acre to lease their land for solar arrays. They fear that this could disrupt the delicate agroeconomy, especially on the Eastern Shore. The law passed by the General Assembly this year, setting uniform standards for solar facilities and limiting counties' ability to set solar zoning rules, is causing additional concern. Farmers worry that the 5% ceiling on solar projects in agricultural priority preservation areas is too high, potentially leading to a significant shift from traditional farming practices. Howard Dean, a Queen Anne's County farmer, expressed his desire for farmland to remain untouched for future generations to enjoy. The impact of this legislation on Maryland's agricultural communities remains a topic of concern. ARC Mid-Hudson CEO John Michu joins Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors. ARC Mid-Hudson CEO John Michu has joined the Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors, marking a significant step in driving economic growth and inclusivity in the region. As part of the HVEDC board, ARC Mid-Hudson will focus on integrating individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities into the local economy. This partnership aims to enhance sustainability and community-building efforts, ensuring that individuals of all abilities contribute to the economic growth of the region. ARC Mid-Hudson's ongoing commitment to community and sustainability includes engaging with the local agriculture economy and creating accessible green spaces in Midtown Kingston. By supporting small businesses and fostering a creative economy, ARC Mid-Hudson plays a pivotal role in the local economy. Their inclusive growth initiatives showcase how everyone in the community can benefit. For more information, visit the ARC Mid-Hudson website.
UGI system upgrades scheduled to start next week in Nazareth. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Nazareth on Monday, August 11th. The system upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. The work is also an opportunity for some homes and businesses along the project route to convert to natural gas. the underground work is expected to be completed by the end of October. Construction will impact several streets in the area, with work scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers, residents, and business owners may experience road closures, detours, and traffic delays during construction hours. UGI encourages anyone interested in converting to natural gas to contact the company at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@uge.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.